This is AP News Minute. It was a year ago today that an oil rig in the Gulf of Mexico burst into flames, killing 11 workers. For 85 days after that, 206 million gallons of BP oil spilled into the Gulf. Today, families of the 11 workers will fly over the scene, and there will be vigils in several states. Close call, and now an investigation into why First Lady Michelle Obama's plane was allowed to get too close to a 200-ton military cargo plane. Both aircraft were trying to land at Andrews Air Force Base Monday when they came within 3 miles of each other, creating a possible turbulence problem for the White House plane. The FAA insists the First Lady was never in any danger. Police and school officials in Houston are trying to figure out how a 6-year-old boy was able to take a loaded gun into his elementary school. The gun accidentally went off during lunchtime yesterday, wounding the boy and two other kids. School officials haven't decided whether to punish the child. Residents of one Wisconsin community got a taste of winter in the spring. A storm dumped snow around La Crosse, causing slippery roads and numerous accidents. The community got more than 8 inches of snow just a week after temperatures climbed into the 60s. John Belmont, the Associated Press, with AP News.